And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing in San Diego today. We have a couple of great guests, Captains Jake and Mikey Freeze from Primetime Sport Fishing are here. This is one incredible charter boat here at Point Loma Sport Fishing. We're going to tell you all about it, plus giving away a fantastic prize, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Hey, San Diego. Cellophane means big savings, great selection, and only 6 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through July 8th and get offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford 4th of July Cellophane. And that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end July 8th. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be, man. Just talking to you boys for a few minutes. We're going to have a lot of fun today. A
couple fresh blood in the world headquarters here. Guys that, of course, been in this business for a long time, but first time on Let's Talk Hookup. Welcome, Jake and Mikey.
What's up, boys?
Great to have you. And Primetime Sport Fishing. Tell us about it.
Well, we operate an all-inclusive multi-day six-pack boat out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. It's a custom-built 70-foot Elliott, and we do trips from day and a half to 4.5 days locally, and then, you know, we can incorporate some mag-based stuff in the fall.
And you only carry six people max?
Mm-hmm. On a 70-foot ride. I mean, that is just, that's the boat.
That is the boat. I toured the boat yesterday. It's impressive. And completely redid all the bunk rooms and everything.
Everything.
Oh, I shouldn't say bunk rooms. State rooms.
Yeah.
There you go. So we completely tore the boat down and rebuilt it from the inside out. And, made it some optimal six-pack boat here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even fair to call it a... It's not a six-pack boat. It's just a giant yacht that you happen to just take six people on.
Right, yeah.
And, I mean, it's low to the water and huge everywhere. That's such a cool ride.
Yeah. And Ricky, you wouldn't believe the bait capacity. I was like, wait a minute, there's a bait tank over there. There's a bait tank over there. How many swings do you say you take?
Roughly, if it's good, healthy, you know, bait that's got a couple days on it, we can take, you know, 100 to 110 swings.
Oh, jeez. So there's
again,
no
for your six passengers.
Yeah. There's that's no awesome. Shortage of bait on Prime.
No, as long as, you know, there's no issues you know, with hot water, you know, we're fine.
So
we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So how do you operate? Do you do any open parties? Is it strictly charter?
I would say 90% charter. We did incorporate some open parties earlier this year, and they're, you know, really popular. They're a great success. And we're thinking about doing some more throughout the year, but right now we're just primarily charter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and focused on how many day trips?
Day and a half to 3.5 days.
Day and a half.
Kind of our bread and butter.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Would you say there's a niche that you guys seem to do more of one or the other? Is it pretty spread out amongst those?
I'd say two and a half is pretty popular.
Two and a half? Okay.
Yeah, it gives you, like, you know, most time on the water, especially with all this nighttime fishing.
Sure.
So you get the range to go out if you want to target big fish.
Two and a half gives you two full night times plus all the travel time you would need to get it virtually anywhere this big fish is around.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Got you.
So when somebody steps aboard prime time, do they need to bring all their tackle or everything, food, all that stuff?
No. Well, no, we have everything from, you know, bass to big bluefin. We're covered with Team Rain Shadow and Datsun. You know, we got all pen reels, so we're covered. Food, we got it covered. You know, we got Mike in the galley, and he's done a phenomenal job this year. And then, you know, bedding, everything we include.
Everything's
you just show up with your duffel bag and you're good to
go.
That's
cool.
And
it's a level up. You know, I mean, everything is a level up. And I mean that in the most positive way for everything. But the food's high end. Yeah, the boat's extremely high end. It's very comfortable. The gear that you guys provide is all that way.
Like, you should see that gear. It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and speaking of gear, thanks to Eric Noguchi and the people over at Batson, we're giving away a Rain Shadow rod. Tell us about that rod that we're giving away today.
That one's a railroad. Rail rod. We use those. It's a RCTB 70XXH, so 50-130 rail rod.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it was wrapped by Bill Havens with Salty Dog Rods, and he made a full quiver for us this year.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So we have brand new everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to wrap for you guys.
He still does.
Yeah, yeah. One of the best there is.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And so that rod is a beast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to pull on a big fish, that's your rod.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And just nice, you know, it's all Batson components.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful.
Graphite composite blank, and it's got a rail dog foregrip. I mean, that thing was built very, very nice.
Yeah.
It's a, you know,
built to kill big fish.
That's a $600 custom rod somebody's getting.
$600 custom rod, yeah. So, and thanks to Batson Enterprises and Eric, too, for supplying that. And
totally.
Part of the deal is Eric and Bill are big fans of yours. And so you guys have been kind of associated with them for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been fishing their gear for going on like 7 years now, and I can't say enough good things about them.
Batson's such a unique company, too, because they make very nice fishing rods, blanks, and there's no doubt about it. But, like, we joke with Bill, like, you're using Batson stuff right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you might not necessarily be using one of the blanks he makes, but they're the largest supplier of parts to every rod manufacturer. You know, the CalStars, the Seekers, United Composites, all those, they supply so many components, both to guys like us in the tackle store, but also the manufacturers of parts. You know, they make their own blanks, which are fantastic, but their parts are huge, and they're the biggest rod part supplier, I'm sure, of it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how did you guys get started in the fishing world?
That would be our pops.
Yeah.
Taking us out on the half-day boats out of Seaforth. You know, that's kind of where we cut our teeth. You know,
grew up in Southern California, San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Spent more time on the half-day boats than in school.
Is that right?
It was fishing and then everything else.
That's cool.
You know? And then when did you guys decide to get actually your licenses and take it seriously here?
I got mine as soon as I was able to. You know, you have to be 19 to get a 100-ton.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got that license, I knew that, you know, growing up in the fleet, I always wanted to, you know, be a charter captain and have our own boat.
You worked for other people in the business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bounced around, you know, started pinheading on the half-day boats and kind of progressed into the full-day scene, overnight, multi-day stuff. And then, you know, we always had a skiff, you know, whether it was a little center console. And then for a while, we had a 33 Ocean Yachts, and we, you know, fished all over the place with that.
Wow.
So
nice. And so, and then you had the progression was you had some boats before that were all prime time, right?
The first one was Jackpot. That was a 47 Jeffries.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of where I got my draw to, like, a cool classic Southern California boat. And that was
a very unique boat. You could always spot you guys in the gyros. It was kind of like, again, Long, low to the water, comfortable, but different.
Yep, glass and ply. You know, it was a very, very good boat. That boat fished everywhere. And then after that, I purchased a 50 Pacifica that was chartering for a long time, and that's where I got the name Primetime, and we had that for a few years, and that was, you know, a phenomenal Southern California boat as well.
And then you moved into what is what many would consider to be the pinnacle of a yacht fisher, SoCal. I mean, that, that Elliott is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, if you want to fish the ultimate deal. So what's the deal on charter? How does somebody charter your boat?
Yeah.
Best way is to give us a call, or you can also book directly on our website, primetimesportfishing.com. You can call the office at Point Loma Sport Fishing. You can call either of us. That's the best way.
I mean, looking at your social media, and obviously you guys, you're tacticians at that big bluefin thing. I mean, it's something you guys clearly do very, very well. But do you do the other stuff in between? You know what I mean? Like the the big bluefin are so easy to take the highlights, and it's such a big thing, and we're in such a rad cycle. You guys are clearly so good at it. But local fishing too, or island fishing. I mean, you'll do whatever, whenever.
Yeah. The cool thing about doing these long trips is you get time to fish an island or fish a bank for some yellowtail or bass or whatever totally. Whatever it might be. And you know we catch a couple big ones, and you know the guys are worked. You know,
totally, yeah.
You know, they're passing it around, so it gives you opportunity to do, you know, whatever you want.
That's awesome.
Do you have trouble getting people off the rail sometimes when they're biting with only six passengers?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, they're biting. It's like, man, I'm tired.
Especially at night.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta start pounding on stateroom.
Yeah.
We need some jigs in the water.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, and you've had some pretty good success this year.
Yeah. Our first trip, we had full limits of bluefin for 3 days and plugged the boat with a bunch of big ones. It was good.
What's that's your biggest awesome. Fish so far?
Like 240.
240?
That's cool. Great, man.
And this is like right here on our local waters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about like the fish care side of things? Like how do you guys handle the fish, and what's what's that side of it like once they do come over there?
Yeah, so we have three wells. Two wells are flooded with coils, so they're refrigerated. And then we have our bigger well is a spray brine.
Awesome.
But everything's gilled and gutted, you know, brought down in temperature before it's thrown in and rinsed out. I mean, they're beautiful. They come out awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
That's so cool.
Great.
Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. And one note, we just sent out our Let's Talk Hookup email blast. We changed servers, shall we say, on our email blast. Bill Varney's working on that. He's our email blaster. And I wrote an article about our Kingfisher Charters trip that is actually it's on our website right now at letstalkhookup.com. And it's also on yesterday or today's email blast, but we still have a couple of glitches in the email, so the blast this week is going to come from fishthesurf.com. In a couple of weeks, it'll come from Let's Talk Hookup, but we had some glitches there trying to get those straightened out. But so if you see an email from Fish the Surf, that's probably our email blast.
There you go.
Yeah, and as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today and giving away an amazing prize.
Yeah, I mean, super stoked to have Jake and Mikey in here. I mean, lots of cover, and again, we're going to talk about two guys that are just absolutely living it and on this big fish. And as you hear it, inshore and offshore and everything in between, going to be a lot of show. A lot of fun today having the guys from Prime Time on board. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text. Again, text the show. The only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's how you text in your questions. Make sure when you do text in your question that you include your contact info, name, and a phone number. Because as Pete said, man, we are giving away this beautiful custom bass and rail rod. Again, I mean, that rod, again, in the rack at Fisherman's, that's a $600 rod.
Wow.
So amazing prize.
And one lucky caller or texter is going to win it.
No doubt about it, man. A very, very cool opportunity for somebody, again, via the text on the Let's Talk Hookup app or through a phone call, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup with the Let's Talk Hookup app. App and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligation. obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones packed up very quick. There's one single phone line still open if you want to get through. Again, that's 213-432-1090. And don't forget, Let's Talk Hookup app for those texts.
Yeah, lots of texts coming through on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We just heard the Norse lithium battery. I can tell you one thing that's a fact, and the new Steiger craft, with all the stuff I have on it, with the Raymarine stuff, the Seakeeper, I am definitely putting a Norse lithium battery in there because there's power issues.
You're under battery?
I'm way under battery. And the thing about a lithium battery is it solves all the issues.
Yeah, totally.
Everything. So Norse going to be getting
that's
a
your
call.
Next phone call?
Yeah, well, just got to figure it out and what to get.
What you need.
You know, what how much power you have, how many amps you need, and get the right batteries
for
it.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. They'll be at ICAST this year. If you're going to ICAST, look for James Holst and the gang at ICAST, which I believe is next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So
in the middle of July.
Yeah, so watch for that. You have a great check, I see.
I thought so, yeah. This was a great way to start things off. It says, good morning, guys. Primetime, such a beautiful boat inside and out with the whole experience behind the wheel. I have a question for Jake and for Mikey. What's your guys' bucket list fish? If you had a favorite type, and also what's your favorite type of fishing on your boat? Is it bluefin, yellows, calicos? That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
That's a good question. I think I'd have to say big blue marlin. That'd be my bucket list fish right now, yeah.
Like a big one. Like a big 800 pounder, yeah. that kind
grander.
Of
thing. I always hear all these stories, especially on this boat. And you know, the boat used to live in Hawaii for a while. So
okay.
A lot of granders and, you know, 500 pounders on this boat. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it was in Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah. could catch a big blue on it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Here's another one from Rory in Lakeside. It's a kind of an off the wall one here. It's like, good morning, guys. What a great looking boat. You guys were saying that on multi-day trips you can fish offshore and then slide into the islands and fish as well, like San Clemente Island, and fish as well. Have you or would you allow guys to bring some surfboards on the boat to do a surf fish combo trip?
Yeah, we'd be open to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's your vessel, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's like if you charter the boat, mm-hmm. hey, take us into the break. Hey, let's go calico fishing. Hey, let's go yellow fishing. Hey, let's go catch another big bluefin.
Yeah, we'd prefer to do that.
Yeah, like all that you want.
And then yours is the type of rig for something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
plenty of room to make that happen. Like,
yeah, we have a tender on board too, so you know, we launch the skiff
and
put in the water for the guys. Yeah, whatever we need.
That
to
would
do.
Be cool.
Yeah.
How about that? Now, you know,
Pete's already working on his 2.5-day charter.
Yeah, so what about the kayaks, man? Put the kayaks on there, launch the kayaks,
load
with the
skiff,
and do a mothership trip.
All joking aside, though, that's why you guys are on a 70. Yeah. You're on a 70, you know, we talked about this morning, you're on a 70-footer with six passengers and you have four crew members. And yeah. I mean, that's the rig.
It's a great ratio.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. And that upper deck there, it's just like giant. Yeah. You can put skiffs, kayaks. Surfboards,
whatever you want,
anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good spot to have a rum and coke after a day of fishing.
Yeah, there you like go. That. There yeah. You go. Yeah.
Well, the phone lines are packed. Why don't we jump into them and start it off this morning with Alex? He's called us from San Carlos. Alex, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was wondering where you guys go for big yellowfin, and what was the biggest yellowfin you guys have ever caught on that boat?
You know, probably the best thing to do to catch a big yellowfin would be go down the beach and fish, you know, outside of Mag Bay or fish the rocks, you know, because we can't fish Guadalupe anymore. You know, we've had some fish in the, you know, 50, 60 pounds locally. I think it was last year there was that really good yellowfin bite, and we had a handful that were some standouts. So that's what I would say for that.
I mean, there's some, obviously we're, you know, fingers crossed and you never know what happened, but you nailed it, man. Last year, that grade of yellowfin on the beach was crazy. And then, I mean, obviously you never know how things will happen until they shake out, but some of that long range fish, both at the rocks and then up the beach from that, is that same grade of, you know, that we had last year, that, you know, 30 and 40 and even 50 pound fish. And it sure would be nice if that thing slid up and did like it did last year. And there's kind of no
reason predicting that.
Yeah, there's no reason coming. That it wouldn't. There's a big volume, you know, down the beach, and we're obviously loving catching this big bluefin now. But how nice would it be if all that fish just slid into our local zone like it did last year? Because I mean, there was some real trophies to be had last year.
100%, there was.
It was refreshing.
That's cool.
Good yellowfin stuff.
Now you guys were talking about doing Mag Bay trips in the fall,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a perfect rig for that.
Yeah. You know, we hold a ton of fuel. We hold just over 3,000 gallons on there.
Whew.
You know, so we can do Mag Bay, and especially, you know, when we repower. But yeah, we still have to iron out some of the details, mm-hmm. but those are definitely in the works, and we're working on putting a couple together in the future.
I mean, 8-day, 10-day, mm-hmm. go down to Mag and fish the lower banks and Wahoo and all that good, you know, all that fun stuff down there.
100%.
And again, that's what a rig like you guys have was made for. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
God, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds really fun. So you'll have that kind of probably next year, huh?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. Added into the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And primetimesportfishing.com is the website.
Yes.
So you can actually go on there, see the boat, get the details, get the pricing.
There's online booking and everything.
And online booking, too.
Yeah, super easy.
Or so it shows availabilities.
Yep. Up-to-date calendar on the website.
Wow. Yeah. That's very nice. Yeah, that makes it easy. Hey, our buddy Patrick G called me yesterday and said he had to cancel two spots on a 3-day on the Shogun, July 21st.
Ooh.
And so I just wanted to throw out there that there's two spots available that are on a sold-out Shogun 3-day trip on July 21st. If you want, I would call Lopresti Sport Fishing right away.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because those spots are
available.
Or just go on ShogunSportFishing.com and book those two spots, because those will go very short. That's, again, a 3-day trip on July 21st, and you're going fishing with Patrick G himself.
There you go. I like it. So he's still going.
He's just still going.
Two other spots had to go.
Two of his buddies
had
to bail for health reasons.
Well, fishing with Patrick G's worth it just for that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Well, hey, we had another great text come through. It says, hey, what a fantastic show already, guys. I've been looking for a six-pack charter experience. Can you guys provide a little bit of background? We touched on it a bit on how Primetime handles your fish preservation and also what the stateroom setup is like. That's from Dan in Pomona.
Yeah, so we have three refrigerated wells. Two are completely flooded, and then one's a spray brine. And then our stateroom, and everything's gilded and gutted and bled. And then our staterooms, we have three staterooms. Each have two big bunks in them, all air conditioning, two heads, two showers. So super comfortable layout. You're covered across the board for gear, bedding, towels, and food. I mean, we have a chef on board. It's super
comfortable bunks. Big stateroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're returning back to Point Loma Sport Fishing, so fish processing.
Yeah.
From your premier processor of choice, you know, Fisherman's Processing, pick you up right there, whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Make your reservation wherever you want. We'll handle the rest. We'll take the fish up for you guys, and you know.
That's awesome.
Easy as possible.
Again, everything first class.
Yeah.
One cool thing about this boat, you know, that when we first looked at it, we modified everything in the main staterooms, the two main ones. It was actually one beam to beam master.
Okay.
And then we built all new walls, all new doors, all new bunks, and they're both 9-foot ceilings.
Oh, wow.
They're both 9-foot ceilings.
My house is wow. bad. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I think our longest bunk is almost 8 feet.
How so cool. What a cool rig, man. That's awesome, you guys. I dig it. That's really, really right. fun.
Hey, we have our buddy Tommy P. on the line. The report from Cedros. Good morning, Tommy P.
What's up, Tommy?
Good morning, boys. How are you doing there today?
Doing fantastic. And how was that trip to Cedros sport fishing?
First off, Pete, I gotta thank you very much for the privilege of let me represent Let's Talk Hookup on the trip. But a few years ago, I fished with my buddy Kevin up north, and we fished Cedros, and we only wanted to fish calico bass. Well, this year, I was hooked up with Kevin again, and we both agreed is all we wanted to fish for was calico bass. Well, guess what? You had said something on the radio yesterday about the first day we caught, like, I think you said 463 fish. Actually, it was 405 fish the first day.
Well, sorry to exaggerate so bad. You know, our bad. Yeah, sorry about that.
But the overall number for 3 days will blow your mind: 763 calico bass.
Nice.
So, and the reason we know that is because Martin, our skipper, had a counter, a clicker, and I didn't realize he was clicking till, you know, like later on, but it's pretty accurate. But anyway, and his favorite thing to fish for, besides yellowtail or halibut or whatever, is calico bass.
So that's what you did for 3 days. 3 days.
3 days.
Just straight calico fishing. Sounds like Corey.
Calico.
Sounds like Corey
exactly.
was on the boat or something.
To a place that's a yellowtail, and you had to fish calico bass the entire time. You wouldn't give it 15 minutes to catch a yellow or anything like that.
They're not that. No. Even an incidental. I mean, they catch 40-pound yellows as an incidental. Yeah. Sometimes they eat the swim bait, right?
Well, he did. Kevin got actually a really nice grouper on the surface iron.
Oh,
but,
nice.
But anyway, what was cool was Martin, the skipper, I was impressed on how he was using his electronics. And he would put us on and say, calico bass. Well, we'd start fishing, and sure enough, they were there. But it was a fantastic trip. And like I said, we only, you know, targeted that, you know, that fish for the entire time.
That's great.
We fished mostly.
There were some amazing white sea bass caught. There were some big halibut, big yellows. But Tommy Peake just fished.
Yeah, I get it, man. With a 400 bass day, I even hesitate to ask because clearly it was really good. But what was the hot bait, Tommy? What were they biting?
Well, you know, Corey, of course, hooked me up with some of his swim baits. The 6 to 7 inch swim bait, Ricky, with the ounced and ounce and a half weedless lead head was good.
Yeah.
The Viejo. The Colt Sniper. The 60 to 80 gram when we got into a little deeper water. And deeper water was like 60 feet. You know, 80 feet at the most. And then Johnny hooked me up over at Dana with a couple of those X-Wraps. The ones, but that they only had the single hook on them. It's like a 6-inch heartbeat,
okay,
which worked.
Fun. Yeah.
But it was casting. Just, oh, it was, yeah, cast, and it was just, It was absolutely incredible fishing. And then, you know, you hear them boast about, you know, the food and the accommodations, all of that far superior.
They
and
still cooking those big steaks?
The Thursday night is ribeye night.
Oh, man.
You know,
fun.
July.
Well, we lost you there for a little while there. But, hey, it sounds like a great experience at Cedro Sport Fishing. And you want to go back for it, Tommy?
I'm on the gigs right now, buddy.
All right. Well, if you behave yourself, who knows?
700 and something bass in 3 days.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
And all of those bass, that last thing, all those bass were touched by us and released by us. There was only, Kevin said there was only three or four of them. My buddy said there was only three or four of them that didn't live out of all those bass, you know, gut hooks or something
and
like that.
Great experience. Come back and have that beautiful hilltop, Sagal Sport Fishing Lodge,
so
and the great service they have there. All right, Tommy, great job.
All the above.
Thanks for doing that. You're going to write a story about about it and show us some pictures for our newsletter and our website?
Absolutely, you know that to be true.
All right, great. All right, thanks, Tommy. Appreciate the call, and thanks for being the host of our Let's Talk Hook Up Cedro Sport Fishing trip number one. Trip number two, of course, is coming up later in the summer. But Bill Varney's actually going to host that.
Cool.
One. So Bill's flying out from Colorado to go host that trip. So that one's full. So people want to go fishing with Bill Varney for sure, and go to Cedro Sport Fishing. Thanks, Tommy. We'll talk to you soon. I have a great text here from Luis. Interesting, Luis of Covina says, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about chartering. I haven't been on the water for 3 years and sold my boat. Do you recommend I hire a captain for a refresher course? And my new boat should come at the end of the month. What do you guys think? You're professional captains, time on the water. I mean,
I would say it wouldn't hurt to hire somebody, you know, as a little refresher deal, and maybe that can show you the capabilities of your new boat if you're not familiar with it, whether that be, you know, handling electronics, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Or come aboard your boat and you get a lesson for 2.5 days.
I'll show you
charter prime time and kind of do the whole thing there. But you know what? I have another suggestion too. Bag on buying the boat and this charter prime time. You'll save so much money.
So much
and have much. You'll save so much money and have so much more fun just letting them do the work and letting them pay the bills.
I mean, on the real though, going with guys like this, it you want to talk about shortening the learning curve. If the big bluefin thing is what you know is what he's after and that's what he's hoping to go do. We say that half joking, but it's the truth. I mean, ride with these guys and see how they rig a bait and how you get the kite up and how you deploy it and you know and you know and how Jake or Mikey positions the boat, you know, based on like if you were very observant and you were talking to the boys about how they're rigging, like you would come off of that 2-day trip so far advanced and you would be trying to, you know, do your own internet research and fumble your way through it. You'll learn in one trip what would take you in a season's worth of trying and effort and fuel and everything else to pay for it.
Yeah, for sure. And you have all new electronics, so you can show them how to use
everything,
all new electronics. Yeah, all that stuff. So
branding,
it's a great,
sonar,
it's a great idea. And I hate to mention this again because it is a fact of life. If you're 6 years under, you need the California voter card. Don't forget.
Yes. Yeah, get right on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Get right on that.
These guys don't need it, right? But they are stopped. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
We're putting the word out just as a public service.
Yeah.
Not that we agree with this, but they are stopping people and citing them for not having the California voter card. And as of January 2025, everybody, including old guys like me, will have to have one, too.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so there you go.
Well,
I
was just
going
to say, the phones are literally absolutely packed. Every single phone line wants to talk to the boys. We're going to jump right back in and talk to Sean. He's called us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just want to hear about some great fishing stories. Just real quick, my friend Steve and Kathy came back from an 8-day on the Independence on June 8th. Steve had a 65-pound yellowtail and a 70-pound yellowtail.
Oh,
Jesus.
Giant.
Yeah, that was...
I know. I was like, what? He sent me a text saying, I got it out and fished at 60 and 70. I'm going, yeah, right. Then he put it on the scale. That's what it weighed.
That's the real deal.
Yeah,
then he got
incredible
a second
fishing
one.
There for
65,
a
yeah. And anyway, I got a question. What's your favorite yellowtail fishing? Fishing at Guadalupe or whereabouts? And tell me about a good experience, a good day out on the water catching yellows.
I would say one of my favorites is honestly fishing the Coronado Islands, you know, finding a big sonar school, dumping a bunch of bait on it, and, you know, seeing that stuff puddling around, milling around, chasing bait, and casting a surface tiger right in it and getting a bite.
There's been some 40-pounders out there, too.
There's been some big ones, for sure. We've had a couple fish over 30 pounds, you know. There's good fish.
Cortez Bank's also really fun to catch a yellowtail. Yeah. Sit on the anchor.
And another place that just kicks out really good quality.
Really good quality.
We had some 40s. There last year. We had one trip where we had two fish over right around 40 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's also a place that will humble you too. Like you hook that fish close to a rock, close to a pinnacle, and it's pointed the wrong direction. There isn't gear that stops that thing.
No, it's like Guadalupe, you know, style. But just totally shallower. Is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate that. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tom? He's calling us from University City. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my question. It's also about yellowtail fishing. I was out in my little skiff here locally in San Diego, and the situation I got some mackerel. I was slow trolling mackerel, which has been, you know, my highest probability in the past. But then I kept having these bird schools pop up, you know, a few hundred yards away, and most of the guys will rush over there and throw an iron at it. So I just wanted to ask you guys, yeah, how would you decide in that situation? Should I keep trolling this mackerel, which is, you know, I'm in a zone, or should I run over to where those birds are crashing and throw something into there?
Yeah, you can't go wrong slow trolling, but you gotta dictate the fishing, the style that day, or what it's doing. Like recently, those yellowtail were, you know, crashing 1 second over here, they're moving over there. They're hauling butt all over the place. So you kind of just have to take it how it is and see how the conditions are.
And you probably have to take into account boat traffic, too.
And how successful, you know, I mean, like you had mentioned, you know, the other guys running over there, like, how if those things are, every time they pop up, if you get a lure near them, they're wanting to commit suicide on them, everybody's hooking them, absolutely hang it up and go do that. But on the other side, if, you know, spots pop up, you see five guys race over there, and they all miss, and, you know, they're pushing the fish down, and it's up for 1 second, it's down, like, you drive yourself crazy. Like, when you're not doing it, it looks wide open and like there's a spot every 5 minutes right next to you, but then when all of a sudden you don't have a bait in the water and you're sitting there floating around waiting for the next spot to come up, it somehow never looks quite as juicy as it was when you were just sitting there.
Right.
And you know, you got to take all the other factors in. How bad are the sea lions? Are you effectively trolling your mackerel around? Are you getting bites we had? It's just one of those things that I'm with you. It's not black or white enough to say you got to do this or you got to do
dependent.
That. Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great test.
I thought so. This is from Ben in Chula Vista. It says, I'm so interested in this big fish bluefin fishing. What is the process like of getting the fish, you know, once the fish gets close to the boat? Rail rod fish, gaffing, putting them onto the boat. How do you deal with a 250 pounder?
Yeah, good question.
It can get hairy sometimes.
I'll bet.
But you know, we always have at least two guys with a gaff, and then you know it'll either be myself or Mikey trying to coach whoever's on the rod, you know, to keep them in, you know, optimal position on the boat, keep them away from any sharp objects in the stern. You know, we'll have a Y on standby, you know, a push-pull.
Now, what's a Y for people that aren't familiar with that?
A Y is basically, I'm sure a lot of guys have seen them on the sport boats and whatnot, it is a, for lack of a better term, a Y that's made out of stainless. It's very smooth, and you put it on the end of a gaff, push it down in the water. You can push your line away, you know, out of the wheels, out of the rudder, you know, away from the boat.
So the big fish is circling, and that circle is going to intersect a rudder or a prop or whatever, you can just physically push the line below it.
Push the line away. And then, so we coach the anglers as much as we can, you know, on how to, you know, get to that point to where we can stick a couple gaffs in it.
And fortunately, in terms of the fish coming on board the boat, that's your guys' deal with that. You don't got to worry about that for a second there, Ben.
Mm-hmm. You open up the back door and pull them through there?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes we just pull them up over the rail, depending on what's going on. You know, if we have a couple fish hanging, we just get them in the boat.
So rad.
That's so fun. Hey, I have another great text here too. So, and it's from Doug in Paris. And Doug writes, good morning. My name is Doug from Paris. I, too, am a big bat Batson Rod Rain Shadow fan. What stateroom? What is the stateroom layout on the Elliott? A 70-foot boat is great for six anglers. Is it single or double occupancy?
It's double. So there's three staterooms of two. Everything's air conditioned. The first stateroom on the port side is our smallest one, and I would say it's still a pretty good size.
Big stateroom.
It is, yeah. And then we have two main staterooms, a port and a starboard, and the starboard one has its own head, shower, and everything.
Wow. So two of the staterooms share one head, and then one stateroom has its own head and shower.
That's correct.
Wow. It's pretty deluxe.
No doubt, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of layout, this is another great text. Morning, guys. I'm interested in bringing my wife on a six-pack trip. What are the accommodations like for a female on the boat? It sounds more than comfortable enough. Can't wait to hear more about Prime Time. That's from Wayne in Carlsbad.
It's a super clean boat.
It's the right one.
It's the right one. If you want to bring your wife on it, for sure. We take very good care of it. Between every trip, the boat's completely cleaned. We do mainly day and a half, two and a half trips. So we get in the morning, so we clean the boat all day and make sure it's ready for the afternoon for the next guests.
Yeah, it's a fishy boat, but it is super deluxe, comfortable, and clean. Yeah, and I think women would really enjoy the experience on the boat. There's no question about it.
And like you said, you know, it's elevated food, elevated accommodations. Like if you're wanting to bring her on a really special trip, this is it.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Scott? He's calling us from Huntington this morning. What's up, Scott? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show. But my question is, could we do, I don't know how long you make your trips, but could I do a 2 or 3 day if we just target halibut, white sea bass, fish the beach, that kind of thing? Would you do a trip like that?
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to do that. With those longer trips too, if you want to do that for a couple of days, and if you want to go tuna fishing for a day, we can mix it up, and you know it's your trip. We'll do what you guys want to do.
I love that part of it, and like you said, where the fish are at right now. You know you had mentioned earlier, like there's a lot of opportunity for sliding in or just whatever else. I mean, there's lots of fun options that one can do on the daytime part of if fishing's a little on the slow side, and you wanted to go put the anchor down and catch a bass somewhere. You guys are all about it.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's
and
awesome.
All our trips are custom, so if you have things in mind that you want to do, we can do the best of that we can to incorporate what you want to do into your trip. If you really want to go bass fishing, and anchor up on the kelp line, or go yellowtail fishing, or go cod fishing, we'll do whatever.
It's your boat.
That's awesome.
It's your
you
boat.
Guys. Yeah, that's great.
We enjoy every minute of it.
Like I said, don't buy a boat. Go fishing with them. It's way less expensive and way more fun, for sure. Captain Frank Lopresti is in the world headquarters. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning. Pleasure to be on. I just wanted to bring up a few things. I mean, God, it's so good to be down here this morning. I mean,
that's the big morning.
Oh, man, that Royal Star came in with a beautiful catch of yellowfin, yellowtail. The yellowfin are beautiful grade. RP with 150 to 180-pound bluefin and some smaller ones. But everybody's catching that beautiful grade, and they're meaner than heck. I don't know if you've heard. And they're losing a lot of fish. But anyhow, I wanted to bring up a couple things, and one is Jake on the Fortune. Kid is a young guy doing a great job, and I know in the past the boat had a little bit of a bad past, but he has really got that boat in beautiful shape and doing a great job. So he'll be running some open party trips in July and August.
Really?
Yes. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, that's correct. And out of Fisherman's Landing, to your surprise, Chuck Taft has now got the sister ship to the Legend. And, I've always knew that Chuck worked hard, but I went down there yesterday, and what he's done to that boat in 2 weeks.
In short time, yeah.
Is unbelievable. And he's working 12 hours a day with somebody else down there, and he's going to be ready to run on the 19th.
Wow.
And the name of the boat is the Tradition, and you might keep your eyes open on that.
Will you be running out of Fisherman's?
Out of Fisherman's Landing,
booking charters
and open party. And the last thing I wanted to mention, we had a cancellation on the Shogun. There's a 3-day trip, I believe it's September 7th, right around there, that's got plenty of openings if anybody wants to get on some of that tuna fishing then. September 7th, yep.
You mentioned earlier, Chief Patrick G had a couple spots open up on the July 12th 21st strip. I'm not sure if you filled those yet.
That's great. That's and you know, one thing, Tim saw good yellowfin above Rosabank. The water now off Geronimo is 66 degrees and blue. So, you know, I made a fool of myself earlier this year. Remember I said we're going to have yellowfin in June because all that fish was down there?
Right.
God, they did a reverse and went back down. Anyhow, they're coming. They're coming. And I think we are going to, I'm afraid I'm not going to give any predictions, but I think that yellowfin's coming soon and hopefully some Dorado and something else with it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Pete and Rick.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming, Frank. Great to have you back in town. And,
it's good to be back in town.
You're one of the hardest working guys I know.
Thank you.
Day, sure.
It's easy when you love it.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming into the World Headquarters. Appreciate it. Now, here's a couple of hardworking young guys, too. Yeah. They've done a wonderful job with. Have you been aboard the boat since they.
No, I've been watching. I've been watching. And it's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Likewise.
You should step aboard that boat and check it out over there at Point Loma Sport Fishing.
I'll make it a point for sure. Yeah. Okay, I'll come down there. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank, for coming in. Appreciate that very much.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with the boys from the primetime. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, the other day at the Coronado Islands, Trinidad A was in my hand, and I tell you what, if there was ever a more perfect reel for fishing a yellowtail, it's Trinidad A from Shimano.
No doubt about it, man. You couldn't put pen or paint together without making a perfect surface iron reel. Lightweight, small, incredibly good free spool, huge amounts of power, very, very comfortable. That thing is it's the Ferrari of surface iron casting reels.
And for fly line and a bait, too.
Sure.
Man, I mean, nothing fly lines a bait like a Star Drag, and nothing fly lines a bait better than a Trinidad A from Shimano.
Yeah, that 14 is like my most favorite fly line live bait reel for 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Light, and it fits in your hands.
Amazing.
So bait swims line off the reel, fantastic. It's an awesome reel.
Yeah. So check it out at your local tackle store, your Shimano dealer, the Trinidad A from Shimano.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com. Or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been an incredibly busy morning with the boys from Primetime in here. Lots of text standing by, and the phones have been packed since the beginning of the show. But we have our first open phone line since we started. If you want to get through, there's one line open right now, 213-432-1090.
Giving away that beautiful custom Batson rain shadow rod.
Oh, incredible.
Matching a lot of the stuff that's on Primetime, that if you go aboard Primetime and fish, you'll be using that rod probably, right?
100%.
Yeah, for sure. If you have a chance to win it, a caller or a texter. Thanks to Corey Sandin for introducing us. And Corey is listening, and he sent a text.
All right.
Yeah, so Jake and Mikey are two of the most kind, fishy young men with one of the most beautiful boats on our coast. Had the privilege of watching them grow up at C4 Sport Fishing. They were raised with the manner of integrity and run their operation and boat the same way. It's awesome to get them the opportunity to listen to them on Let's Talk Hookup. Cheers to Primetime Sport Fishing.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Corey. That's nice.
Thanks, Corey.
High praise from the man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, find out what's biting.
Yeah, speaking of the man, we got Brian Woolley standing by from Dana Worth Sport Fishing. And today, that catch report sponsored by our great friends at Summit, man. Gas prices in California are crazy, and you need the lowest gas prices. So go to Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. Summit has a huge pull-throughs for your boat and trailer, plenty of pumps, so there's no waiting. The bistro is full of all the great things that you need for a day on the water. Fresh breakfast, burritos, sandwiches, beer, soda, ice, and more. Don't forget, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon full. Phil, go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. What's up, Willie? We got Dana Ward Sport Fishing Report. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Calico bass are biting?
Calico bass are snapping. Yeah, the bass fishing is really good, man. We've finally seen some good, consistent 70-degree water. We all know what happens when that stuff's in town.
Ooh.
So that's been good stuff. So that bass fishing has been great for both our half-day and our three-quarter-day trips, you know, to be honest with you. Anything from a live bait to an Alabama rig has been catching fish. I'm talking like surface iron, rubber lures, hard baits, all that stuff's been in play this week. And it's been catching some really nice fish. So good signal again with that water and some current to help that out. So, you know, when we're fishing the kelp down below there off of like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, that zone down there, that current has been really helpful for us. But the same style fishing on our three-quarter day boats right now is kind of our half-day stuff. It's all been that bass fishing. Over at Catalina, the bass fishing has been excellent as well. A lot of kelp along the back has grown back. There's lots of spots that traditionally had kelp over the past few years. It hasn't been there. It's all kind of filled in. So it's given us some good little zones to fish on the back, and it's been very productive for the guys on our all-day trips. There's been some yellowtail in the mix as well on the back, as well as that bonito barracuda and some sheephead for the guys fishing at the bottom. The theory's been over at Clemente, and we all know what's going on over there with that yellowtail fishing over there. It's been phenomenal. That yellowtail has been, it's been a healthy grade of fish, a 20 to over 30 pound stuff, just, you know, feeding on that squid over there. Marcus said guys fishing the dropper loops and the yo-yo jigs have been getting bit best. He said it's been very good fishing for those guys that have been, you know, steady, just sticking with it and not getting, you know, tired and, you know, waiting for their bites, just sticking with it there. And they also said that the bass fishing has been excellent as well, with some real standout fish coming off the live sardines as well. And as far as this offshore stuff goes, you know, we put that video up of that mahi the whale boat saw really
that
close.
Was so,
you know,
crazy.
That was inside of 3 miles. That was, you know, close to home. So that stuff's out there. Where there's one, there's more, obviously, right? And the water just not far from home has been very clean. It's been very, you know, just the right water with the bait and all that stuff in there. So, you know, it's early signal for sure. You know, is it enough to get our boats out there to spend the whole day out there driving around looking for it? I would say not yet. We will spend some time, you know, in the morning if the conditions are right. Get out there. The 267 is an easy striking distance for us from home in the morning on a three-quarter day trip. So I'd imagine this next week the guys are going to poke around. Look around either on the way down in the morning, and if, you know, they find a couple kelps with some fish on it, that'll be a bonus. Or maybe in the afternoons, if conditions are right in the afternoon, you know, pull the anchor from the kelp zone and go out and look on the way back up the line on their way home. So that's a to-be-continued type of deal. We'll certainly keep tabs on it and see what happens here through this next week. But, again, things are lining up. Maybe it's still a little early, who knows, but it's a good signal, and we'll take that for what it is as we roll through this next week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here, our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawarp.com. And, again, if you want to get on the water, you got to make a reservation. Things are busy from our half-day trips to our, you know, three-quarter day all day in the twilight stuff. So make a reservation if you want to get out on the water.
That's awesome, man. Every great stop always starts with one, man. You got to have the first one before you have anything. Sure was cool seeing that Dorado swimming around 3 miles off the beach outside of Dana. That was awesome, Willie. Well, great job. Sounds like an epic report. Everything kind of firing there at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to come join you one more time, shoot us a phone number to book a trip.
Cool. You can hit us at 949-496-5794. But the easiest is to do it online at danaworth.com.
Awesome. Great job, Willie. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Have a great one. See ya.
All right. Thanks a lot for that.
While we wait for Gundy,
I'd agree.
You have a good one.
Yeah,
huh?
I thought so. This is was from John in San Diego. It says, I'd really like Jake and Mikey's opinion. I drive my own boat, and I'm hoping you guys could walk me through the appropriate process for how to set up on fishing an offshore kelp paddy. You guys being professionals and do it every day, what are tips that I could use on my private boat?
I would say, you know, first of all, don't go up, you know, blazing up to it at 20 knots. That's a big no-no. I like to kind of slide up at like a, you know, in a skiff, it's a little different than when you got a, you know, an 85-foot boat that's, you know, got a lot of mass moving. You know, slide up nice and slow, you know, probably 20 feet, 30 feet from it. You know, or you kind of pull up a little bit upwind at kind of like a diagonal, and then you can kind of like drift down below it. That's kind of the easiest way to do it.
Be aware of what the wind and the conditions are doing, so you don't end up on top or in the thing.
Yeah, you can, and if you're not super comfortable, just pull down swell and just, you know, kind of drift away from it. The fish are going to come with you, you know, if it's got fish on it. Don't be afraid to, you know, be away from the kelp a little bit.
It's not a largemouth under lily cast.
You don't need to cast right on top of the kelp to get
you. Sprinkle a couple of baits in the water, they're going to come find
you. They're going to come, for sure. Yeah, so speaking of seeing fish under a kelp paddy, you just put a brand new sonar in, right?
Yep. You
did.
Yeah.
CH500.
A CH500.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. Is it a game changer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
so, like, our old boat had a Furuno CH270, and that was a phenomenal sonar. But then switching to the CH500, it's twice as fast.
It doesn't miss.
That's cool.
You know, and then, you know, you can tilt up super high, bring your range in as you're pulling up to a kelp, and you can easily see a big ball yellowtail on it, or a almost a breezer of Dorado. You can shoot up that high.
Wow.
You know, you'll see fish on there for sure.
Wow. You don't miss anything anymore.
No.
Not as much. I'm not going to say that we don't miss, but it's very hard for that thing to miss.
That's awesome.
Proper electronics, key. For sure. Hey, Andrew from Bakersfield writes, hello, my name's Andrew from the Central Valley. Captain Jake and Mike, have you guys been an evolution of the bluefin bite? Seems like every year the key is certain techniques. Have you noticed anything that stands out this year?
Great question.
Loves the show.
I've noticed some things changing at night. You know, smaller jigs lately have been definitely... this fish has been keyed in on smaller lures. You know, those tungsten jigs have been huge.
Yeah.
I think
they make a difference.
It goes with a lot of trends, too, you know, with what people start using a lot more of versus, you know, people kind of peter out using one,
sure.
One tactic.
Yeah.
But like the yummy fishing, you know, find the yummies kind of petered out over the years, but it's still just as productive as it
is. Is it?
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
If you went out and skipped a yummy all day, you're getting blown up on all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, no
but
doubt
it just
about
fell
it.
Out of, you know, whatever.
Fell
out of favor.
Rotation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because everybody was doing it. Now nobody's hardly doing it, right?
Yeah. No, we still keep a couple hung up in the wheelhouse ready to go at all times.
Yeah. What about the California flyer? Are you fishing that?
All the time.
Do you?
All the time.
Okay.
We have a handful of them on the boat. And you know, if we're in a zone where there's big fish, even if we're transiting, we'll have one ready to go just in case.
And there's been talk about that California flyer that, you know, that they eat it, but they don't. The hookup ratio is very low. Have you experienced that?
I mean, I think those days when you don't experience great hookup ratios, it's the same thing with a flyer.
With a dead flyer or a California.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, some of those days you might have to change your approach on these schools, whether, you know, speed it up a little bit, slow it down, walk it, bounce it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are factors of, you know, sometimes not getting a bite. There's some days where they've just come up and sniff it no matter what.
Yeah, and some days you just have to have a complete perfect flyer, you know, no tears, nothing. It's going to be money.
Everything.
And like you said it best, I mean, there's days when they just don't, when they blow up on it and they just don't seem to find the hooks, no matter what it is, rubber, the real deal, whatever, like sometimes it's just frustrating. And then the next day or the next afternoon or the next breezer or the next whatever, it's just like a bomb went off and you got to cut the hooks out of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. We got more Catch Report, more great information with the boys from Primetime. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte exclusive safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safari's family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.